back now. Concern yourself with me. I was just a bit dazed after I left.
My lady.
Brenna, thank goodness. All is well, my squire is here. Brenna, please help us. We need a stretcher, a wheelbarrow, anything.
Oh, I brought my horse and a cart, my lady. It's not in the best condition, but it's all I could find.
That will do very well. Now help me carry our friend in it. There. A bit of luck at last. The rain has stopped. You're not too cold.
Oh, I have a blanket right here.
Is it dry?
On one side, my lady.
Better than nothing. From the dead. How does one feel? Yes, I know. This ride was not the most comfortable. But we are safe now, back at the camp. This is Sir Gideran's tent. He won't need it anymore. Allow me to assess your wounds. It appears you have endured some hard times, but fortunately it does not seem so bad. The healer won't be able to see you tonight. She's tending to a lot of complicated ones. But she left me some remedies, and I've been trained to heal basic injuries, so I will get you back on your feet. Let me look at you. Show me your arms, please. The other. No pain here. Same. Good. Any pain on the legs? Nothing. Good. Let me see your head and the back of your neck. It is quite a vulnerable spot as well. No, nothing here. I see. There's something here, but it can wait. Quite obviously, your biggest wound is this burn on your arm. Our enemy loves using fire to try to scare us. They fear our blades. Cowards. The healer left me some St. John's Wort ointment, which should be just what you need. So, that would be the ointment, and this is honey. I might need it later. I've got some plants as well, this to do. And I'm just going to use the ointment. Me your arm. Don't worry, it won't hurt at all. You should feel instantly relieved from the burning sensation. I shall be very gentle. No pressure at all. Was this your first battle? Well, you were impressive. Very impressive indeed. I believe this will not escape notice. You saved the king's nephew by risking your life, which is quite an accomplishment. Does it hurt? Now I will bandage your arm in order to prevent any friction caused by your clothing or armor. This one is light. That'd be perfect. Now, this is the delicate part. It must be tight enough to stay in place, but not too tight, or else you may lose some sensation in your hand. This is not something we want right now. How are you feeling? Angry? Rena?
Yes, my lady?
Can you find us some warm food somewhere?
I'll go to the cook's tent. I believe I saw some men with some steaming bowls a few minutes ago.
Thank you. Another one. Rain is starting again. There. Not. And does it heal the pain?
Good. I found some stew, my lady. Still hot.
Thank you. But did they make this with what they found on the battlefield?
I could not tell, really.
Well, good luck with that. Would you like some bread and wine to wash this down? Wise decision. Now, let me take a look at your head. From what I've seen, you were struck right here. Luckily, the object was not sharp. Probably a shield or something. Yes, yeah. But nothing that a bit of rest can solve. You have a noticeable swelling, though. I will see if I can find some ice in the camp. Can you hold it with your hand? Until it starts to melt, yes.
My lady, my lady.
Brenna, what is it?
There is a letter from the king himself. For the hero of the day.
Well, I guess we are talking about you. Thank you. Would you like me to read it for you? My loyal warrior, my dear knight, today's battle has been fierce and we have lost many of our brave soldiers, but I had some news of your survival
and it brings a glimmer of hope and joy in the midst of all the grief and pain. Tonight there have been reports of highly complimentary comments made about you, your skills on the battlefield. Your courage and your sense of sacrifice have been greatly appreciated, and thus should be rewarded in consequence. possess tremendous strength, and it is this strength that I require by my side. I need you by my side. At dawn, we shall march to the enemy's camp, towards our last offensive, and meet our fate. You'll ride with me, friend, and hold high and proudly our banner.
I strongly encourage you to take some rest and enjoy comfort while you can, and be ready when your king calls upon you. Well, congratulations, I guess. To ride with the royal knights is the greatest honor. Oh, you've never met the king before? Tall? Dark eyes, dark hair? Brave and fiery? The kind of man you would follow to the edge of the world? I had the privilege to ride by his side once, long ago. I shall remember it till the end of my days. Now let's take care of the last wounds. Just a few scratches on your face, it would seem. I'm going to clean them with water and maybe a bit of wine. Brenna?
Yes, my lady.
Can you bring us some water? Still for me, please. It is warm, but it may cause a slight itch. I have added some honey as well, so you will quickly feel fine. Are you nervous? Even the bravest are sometimes. I will look you as much as I can. I won't be far behind. Even though I feel a bit fatigued, I guess. I have served in the king's army for a long time. I joined it 20 years ago. He was just a child. And then I will retire. If I make it through tomorrow. Oh, nothing fancy. I have an old aunt in the hills. I would take care of her. Grow vegetables. Raise a few sheep. And live a peaceful life. I've seen enough blood. It's all right, I can still manage yours. And now, you need to rest. I will prepare you a coriander infusion to prevent any fever. Drink this while it's still hot. Brenna, can you find us another blanket, please?
I have one here.
Thank you. Take this side.
Are you warm enough?
There. Try to sleep. And do not worry about the time. I will wake you up if needed.
My lady, the king is preparing and will soon be on his way to our tent with the royal knights.
Hey. Wake up. The sun is rising. How are you feeling? Ready? Let me help you with your armor. Rena, the back, please.
Of course.
On the shoulder. Good. Not too tight on the shoulders. Good.
Hail to the king! Hail to the king!
He's coming. Brenna, the Graves.